Today, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a case that could end up invalidating hundreds of death sentences in 9 states. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has the story.
Whenever the Supreme Court takes a bold step in enunciating a new doctrine, it can put in jeopardy some of its more established decisions. And that's what happened 2 years ago when the Supreme Court ruled that a judge, acting without a finding from a jury, cannot impose a greater punishment than is authorized by a jury verdict. In that case, a judge had imposed a 12-year prison sentence on a defendant for using a gun in a hate crime when the jury had only convicted him of illegal use of a gun. The ruling had obvious potential for the way the death penalty is imposed, and today the legal crunch came in the case of Ring versus Arizona. You see, although the Arizona capital sentencing procedures were upheld by the Supreme Court in 1990, it is one of 9 states in which the judge, not the jury, makes the decision on whether the defendant lives or dies, and it is one of 5 states in which the jury plays no role in weighing aggravating factors. The case before the court involved an armored car robbery in which the driver of the Wells Fargo truck was murdered. 3 men were charged with the crime, and while there was ample evidence linking them to it, there was no evidence placing them at the scene, nor, as the state Supreme Court found, was there any evidence at trial as to who the shooter was or why the driver was shot. At the sentencing hearing, in front of the judge and not the jury, one of the defendants turned state's evidence and testified that it was Timothy Ring who was the ringleader and the shooter. Based on that testimony and the finding that Ring had acted, quote, for pecuniary gain, the judge found there were aggravating factors that justified sentencing Ring to death. Today, in the Supreme Court, Ring's lawyer, Andrew Hurwitz, told the justices that even the Arizona Supreme Court had concluded the evidence presented at the trial could not have resulted in a death sentence. The evidence justifying death, said Hurwitz, was never heard by the jury. And that, he said, violates the underlying principle of the Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Justice Kennedy, in this case, the aggravating factor relied on by the judge was pecuniary gain. Wasn't that implicit or explicit in the charge of felony murder? After all, there was a robbery. Answer, no. Under Arizona law, to be sentenced to death, there must be a showing of a reason for the murder. The fact that it was committed in the course of a robbery is not enough, and the Arizona Supreme Court said it could not tell from the trial record what the reason for the murder was. Defending the Arizona system, State Attorney General Janet Napolitano said that in Arizona alone, 129 death sentences could be in jeopardy if the court invalidates the Arizona system, and hundreds of other death sentences in other states would likely be in doubt, too. Addressing the question of the reason for the murder in this case, she said, the transcript showed the victim was murdered because he was the driver of the armored car. Justice Kennedy, that was the penalty hearing transcript. What about the trial transcript? Justice Ginsburg, I thought the defendant wasn't even placed at the scene until the penalty hearing. Justice Breyer, if you're going to insist that a jury make a finding to allow an increase in a sentence from 10 to 15 years, certainly it should have to for the death penalty. Answer, death penalty cases are different because they have far more elaborate procedures to protect the defendant. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.